Praise the Lord, this is Rosario Abati, founder of Scriptures for Us. I want to welcome everyone for tuning in for our Thursday night Blog Talk training show. We have these about every 2 weeks or so. Sometimes we change the subject and have something, let's say, on a certain subject, such as a couple weeks ago we had a show just on the back office and how to go about doing that. And we have other shows that specifically geared towards one particular part of the program. But tonight we just have a general training session, just to kind of go over some things that, you know, you need to do in order to be successful with Scriptures. Even though it's not hard, sometimes you need a little encouragement and a little information to know exactly what you need to do in order to be successful. Now, if you've never been on one of these calls, you're allowed to make a comment or ask a question simply by touching one on your touchtone phone. And when you do that, a microphone will light up, and then we'll put you on the air. Now, you can do that during the show or after the show. It's strictly up to you. I mean, this is an open session, so we kind of, you know, can do anything you want. And if you have a question or something we say, and, you know, you might forget about it at the end of the show, just press one on your touchtone phone, and then we'll put you on the air. Now, one thing we don't want to do, these shows are strictly for you know, business. They're not shows that where you call up and say, well, I didn't receive my order yet, or when am I going to get my info pack? These shows are not for that, okay? So if you're interested in doing something like that, then what you have to do is you have to call the home office, okay, during business hours. But anyhow, tonight we're just going to kind of go over a little bit about some of the things you need to do to be successful with Scriptures, okay? Now, the first thing you have to do, okay, is you have to decide whether or not you really, in honesty, truly are willing to do whatever it takes to become successful in this business. Now, network marketing has been around, of course, for, you know, 60 years. Amway was like the first company to do this. And it's been around ever since. And there's many, many people who have become millionaires in this business, okay? And there's no reason why you can't do the same thing, okay? Of course, we don't promise anybody you're going to become a millionaire, but that would take, you know, a long time. But we do know that you can make a lot of money doing this if you continue to do the same thing month after month after month. Now, you have to weigh the cost of running a business. I mean, if you want to earn $1,000 a month, okay, which is $12,000 a year, and that's a lot of money extra, and something that you do part-time, okay, then you should be willing, more than willing, to spend, you know, $19.95 plus at least $25 for your co-op advertising program, which comes to about $45 per month. Now, if you're not willing to spend at least that much money, I'm not saying you have to spend, you know, a lot more than that, but some people join the $49 co-op, and that's fine. And some people do advertising on their own, and many people buy our postcards. We have postcards. There are 60 postcards and 60 labels of Christians, and they're $15, and some people do that instead of the co-op, and some do both. But it's strictly up to you. But the minimum you need to think about in order to build a successful business is about $45 a month. Now, I would like anybody to tell me, okay, where you can go and spend $45 or a little bit more than that per month with the opportunity to make thousands of dollars per month. Well, you know what? You're not going to find anything like that. If you want to build a successful business in a short period of time, then what I suggest you do is go out and get a loan and borrow about $100 or $1 million, and you can open a McDonald's or something like that. If you go to a business broker and they ask you, well, how much money do you want to spend to build your business? They're going to say, well, I'd like to spend about $45 a month. And you know what they'll do? They'll laugh at you. They'll say, are you kidding me? You know, just my fee to find you a business to get into is going to cost you about $5,000 or $10,000, see? So to start your own business, okay, that's going to earn you a lot of money, costs a lot of money. I mean, if you ever looked into franchises, you know, these are not pocket change. You're not going to be able to run a franchise for $45 a month. You know, before I started Scriptures, I had two hair salons. I spent, you know, 50 times that more each month to have my business continue to grow. So if you're, you know, if you're going to hesitate on spending about $45 a month, then I always ask people right over the phone, you know, what is it you're looking for? I mean, how inexpensive can something be that could earn you a lot of money in a short period of time, you know? I mean, what we try to tell people is do whatever it takes to build your business. And that means joining one of the auto programs and joining one of the co-op advertising programs. That's not a lot to ask somebody. The only other thing we ask you to do is to call up people that join your group just to say hello. It's, you know, you're not going to be a trainer. You're not going to spend hours on the phone trying to convince this person to join your group. Okay, we don't beg people to join this company. I mean, if a person can't see that what we're offering is nothing short of a miracle, then I don't know what the heck people are looking for. I mean, we pay 90% commission. If you get just one person, okay, you're going to be earning $17.96 every month from that one person. You get two people, you're going to be earning $35.88. If you get three people, you're going to be $53 and some cents, which now means that you're not only broke even, but you now have some extra money in your pocket. Of course, you're not going to stop there at three people and then just, you know, sit back and relax. No, what you want to do is continually build your business. Now, here's something you must know, okay? And if you don't know it, then write it down, okay? Whatever you do that brought you one person into your group, okay? In other words, you joined the auto program, okay? But that's not the way to promote your business. That's something that you purchase yourself for your own, you know, your own listening pleasure and to learn about God's Word. So that's not really an investment. That's something you're buying, just like if you went out and bought a CD from a ministry, that's not an investment. That's something you're using. So the only money that you're really investing in your business is anything that you use to promote your business, such as the co-op advertising program, postcards, phone, whatever else you're using, okay, which, by the way, is all tax deductible, which you should use at the end of the year to deduct from your income taxes. The government allows you to do that. They're the ones that, you know, designed that program for small businesses to be able to deduct certain expenses, such as if you take someone out to dinner and you talk about Scriptures for Us, are you able to, you know, deduct most of that from your income tax? Now, you can't get that just having a job, okay? So there's a lot of benefits for owning your own home-based business that you can deduct from your income tax. And if you want to find out more about that, then I suggest you go to the website, go to the internet and type in, IRS.gov, and then look up deductions for a small business. It'll tell you all the legal deductions that you can take. Now, they're not going to come after you because you're deducting something, okay? The government is the one that did this, okay? So it's up to you to take advantage of these deductions that the government itself is offering you, okay? Now, a little bit about advertising. Sometimes people, you know, say to me, I'm not making this stuff up. I talk to people every single day on the phone, you know. You know, well, how much do I need to invest in to join the co-op? I said, $25. And they say, well, is that every month? I said, yes, that's every month. You know, I said, that's peanuts, friend, you know. We're not talking about thousands of dollars per month. And if you're not advertising, okay, I always try to give this illustration. Some people join our company, and I believe that they have a sincere desire to earn some money. Okay. And if you're that person, you have a desire to earn some money, then you have to do what's necessary in order to build a business. For instance, if you opened up a barber shop, right, and you put equipment in there and you hired a couple people and so forth and so on, and then you're open about a week and all of a sudden you haven't had one person come through your door, you know, and you wait another week and nobody, 2 weeks you've been in business and you haven't had one customer, you know. And a month goes by, same thing. Geez, how can this be? I haven't had one customer in a whole month. And I got a beautiful salon here, beautiful barbershop. And one of your helpers say, you know, well, maybe you ought to put a sign out front. Well, see, the owner of that business thought he'd save some money and decided, well, I won't put a sign up there. And as a result, no one knew what he had to offer. See, but as soon as you put a sign up, then guess what? People start coming in. Well, it's the same thing with your business. This is your business. This is your own personal business. We don't run your business for you. You have to do that. We give you all the tools that you need in order to run your business. But as far as running your business and deciding what to do to become successful, that's up to you, okay? Now, if you don't put a sign out front, in other words, if you don't advertise your business, then how are you going to get people to join your group? You might get some friends to join, but eventually you're going to run out of people. So you have to go outside of your family and friends, and that's the whole purpose of the co-op advertising program. We put ads in network marketing magazines and other magazines and newspapers, and when people respond to that ad, we equally divide those responses amongst those who are on the co-op. In other words, let's say that 1 month, let's say we have 100 people on the co-op, just to make it simple for you. And let's say in that particular month, we got 300 responses. Well, each person in the co-op would get 3 new people added to their group that particular month, okay? But if you're not doing that, then, you know, I would like someone to tell me, how are you going to add people to your group? Now, again, if you only get one of those people, that's $17.96 right there in your pocket. Okay, of course you haven't broken even yet, but all you need is just one more person, and then not only did you break even, but now you have extra money in your pocket. Now, here's what I want you to understand. You must understand this, or else you're never really going to do whatever it takes to run a successful business. Okay, whatever it took to get that one person. Okay, in other words, you joined the co-op. And as a result, or you might have sent out postcards, but as a result, you got one person to join your group. Now, it doesn't take a genius or a rocket scientist to understand that if you continue to do what brought one person to your business, if you keep on doing the same thing month after month after month, doesn't it make perfect sense that you're going to get 2 people, and then you keep doing the same thing month after month, and you're going to get 3 people, and you continue to do that, and you're going to get 5, and you're going to get 10, and you're going to get 20, okay? That's just the way businesses work. See, advertising eventually pays for itself. It becomes free. Now, if that were not true, why on earth would Budweiser, okay, pay $10 million for a 1-minute commercial on the Super Bowl if they knew that they were not going to recoup that $10 million? And they do, because that Super Bowl is, and the reason it's so expensive, because that Super Bowl goes all over the world, and Budweiser sells beer all over the world, okay? McDonald's, look at how much they advertise. Everybody knows what McDonald's is, so why bother advertising? Why do they advertise if everybody knows McDonald's? Because they always want to keep their name in front of people, okay? Now, again, they spend millions of dollars a year. Now, if all of their advertising didn't work, then all these companies would have been out of business a long time ago. Now, all you have to do is recognize that, hey, if they can do it, well, so can I. And if they get results from advertising, then I should also. Now, when I used to own a hair salon, I had a woman that worked for the largest advertising company in the nation. I don't remember what it was, but they had one of their offices in Cleveland. And I was talking to her about advertising, and she said, well, there's, you know, one thing I know for sure. She says, businesses that advertise do the most business. And she says, that's all you really have to know about advertising. If you want to increase your business, then you have to advertise. If you don't, then you're just relying on that so-called, oh, the best way to advertise is word of mouth. Well, that's the furthest thing from the truth, okay? And I found that out because I believed that for a long time. Then once I started advertising my salon, then things started booming. Okay, so I know from personal experiences that advertising does work. So this is something you need to really seriously think about if you really want to start earning more money than you're than you're investing on a monthly basis. You have to advertise. You have to promote your business one way or the other, okay? Now, so far, does anybody have a question? Press 1 on your touchtone phone or a comment. I'll put you on the air. Anything about, you know, advertising your business? Anything you might want to say that might help somebody else to make a decision on whether or not they should advertise or not? If you're doing it yourself and it's helped you, then press 1 on your touchtone phone, and I'll put you on the air. You can give a comment. You don't have to. This is optional. You know, most people don't, but if you want to, that's up to you. Okay. All right, now, there's really only three things you need to do simply because most of whatever needs to be done is done by the company. About 95% of what you would have to do, okay, if you started your own business on your own, is done by the company. So in other words, we develop the advertising program for you. We have an 800 number, okay, that people can call and request information. We send out the information packages free of charge. It doesn't cost you a dime. Now, if you've ever been in any network marketing company, you know that 99% of the companies don't do that. They make you put all certain things in an info pack, and they make you pay to send it out. And sometimes there are some info packs that have so much stuff in there that it winds up costing you $10 to send an info pack to somebody. Okay, we do that for free. Now, that's a benefit that you should take advantage of, and that's saving you a lot of money, just that it's in itself, okay? We have the marketing program all set up. All you have to do is when people join your group through the co-op or you have them personally go to your website, they're put automatically into your group. And if they join any of the auto programs, then that commission check, okay, is automatically calculated at the end of the month, and you're sent a commission check for that for the previous month, okay? So you're not going to have to go out and buy checks. You're not going to have to figure out, well, who earned a commission this month. See, that's all done by us. And there's many, many other things, like the Blog Talk Radio show that you're listening to right now. We have to pay for this. This is not free. This is not a conference calling system. This is totally different. What's different about it is the fact that we have total control over all the callers, okay? We can just put one person on the air and mute everybody else, and you can't do that with a conference call. When you put the group on the air, then everybody's on the air. And a lot of times what happens is you got somebody vacuuming their rug or washing dishes while they're listening, and, you know, everybody else hears that, and it's disturbing. So with this, we're able to put people on the air when they touch one on their touch-tone phone, and, you know, everybody else is muted out, even if you're vacuuming your rug at that time. We're not going to hear it, okay? So we like the Blog Talk Radio show simply because we have more control over that. Again, this is a benefit. You don't have to pay for that. We pay for that. And this is a way where you can help promote your business. You invite new people that maybe are thinking about joining your group, or maybe you're on the fence, or somebody that's not sure, that joined your group, but they're not sure what to do, have them listen in on one of the Blog Talk Radio shows. This is one of the things you need to do to promote your business. Now, one of the things you also get is a free website. Now, if you looked at the website, okay, this is not a Mickey Mouse website, okay? This kind of website would cost you thousands of dollars per month, okay? And you don't have to pay a dime. You don't have to pay for the hosting. You don't have to pay for the name. None of that. It's all free. And if you know anything about websites, go out and see if how much it would cost for someone to design a website like you have free. Plus, you would have to pay a hosting fee every month, which is usually sometimes anywhere between $49 and up. You would also have to pay a hosting company for your name. You have to get your name renewed every year, or sometimes they'll allow you to do it for 2 years when you pay more. But you have to pay for that. Otherwise, if you don't, then your name, your website name, becomes, available to anybody who wants to take that name and pay for it. None of that's, this is all free, folks. So you have to count all these as a benefit. You're already way ahead of yourself if you could count all the things that you are getting for free. And if you want to figure it out, I can do it for you. It costs probably about $25,000 if you want to do that yourself. You know, and the program we had that keeps track of everything, that alone will cost you at least $15,000. These are not programs you go to Staples and buy. These are custom designed programs, and it costs a lot of money, okay? That's yours for free. Now, if you're not grateful for that, then I suggest what you do is to go out and start your own business. Then for sure you will be grateful that you got all this for free. Okay, so now these are basically some of the benefits you get for joining our company. That's not going to cost you a dime, okay? Because, again, we do most of the work for you. Somebody orders products, we send out the products. We have a total website that's not part, I'm sorry, an online store that's not part of the website itself. Okay, this is separate, but you're able to go there through your website. But this is another thing you would have to pay for every month to get your own online store. And if you want to look on the internet and see how much they cost, we're not talking about pennies here, okay? So again, you're getting your own free website, you're getting your own free online store. And when someone orders products, okay, we send those products to them. If you want to, let's say, order something for someone, let's say you're in retail, you want to retail a product, we can ship that product directly to them, okay? And if you want to pay for it, all you have to do is, put your credit card in there, and we'll drop ship that particular order to that person, okay? I don't know how many people even knew we'd do that, but we do that, okay? So, again, there's something else we offer our members. Now, so far, we just went over two steps. Number one, join either one of the Bible Lessons Online or the Bible Lessons on CD program. You must do this in order to be qualified for a commission check. Now, sometimes people ask me, well, why do I have to join that? I just want to join the co-op. Well, we don't pay commissions on the co-op, okay, because we don't make any money off the co-op. We use all that money for advertising, and we use some of our own money as well, okay? Well, if no one joined the Bible Lessons Online or the Bible Lessons on CD, then what would we use to give out commissions? See, the commission is paid on the Bible Lessons Online or the Bible Lessons on CD, and it's $17.96. That's where we get our money to pay commissions, okay? And if you don't do that, then you're not qualified for a commission check. Why should you be? I mean, did you want just other people to join that so you can get a commission, but you yourself are not willing to do the same thing? Well, see, that's not the way the program works. You have to invest your own money, which is peanuts, okay, compared to other business opportunities. So you got two things we covered so far. Number one, okay, is the join one of the Bible lessons online or the Bible lessons on CD. That's not even an investment. That's something you're going to receive every month. It's more something you're going to use to help your spiritual growth, your spiritual walk, okay? And just like if you went out and bought a CD from Billy Graham or whatever, that's going to cost you money, but you wouldn't count that as an investment. Now, the next step would be to, you know, build your group by adding people to your group. And the easiest way to do that is through the co-op or the postcards. And by the way, we also offer, just to help you get going, and if you just do that, it's going to take you a long time to build your business. So it's something we offer to give you a little bit of an extra boost, okay? And that's the 20 postcards and 20 labels of Christians, and that's only $1. Now, we lose money on that because it costs us more than $1 to mail it out. Plus, we have to have the postcards, print up the postcards and personalize it with your name. We have to pay for the labels. We don't get those labels for free. We buy that from a Christian label company. And so if you want to take advantage of that, all you have to do is either call us and say, I want 20 postcards and labels for $1. And we have two you can actually order. One is the recruiting, and the other one is if you're interested in the co-op. If you're interested in the Pay Forward Givers program, then we have a postcard for that one as well. Now, you can order both of those. It'll be only $2. Now, because the fact that we're losing money on that, and I'm not lying to you, okay, we have to limit how many of those you can order, okay? So we limit that to one set a week, and we think that's more than fair. If you want to order postcards that you can send out, you have to order the postcards and labels, 60 of them for $15, okay? So that's step two. The last step you need to do is basically contact people that join your group. Now, when someone joins your group, and we put them into your group through the co-op, you're going to get an email. And it's going to tell you everything that you need to know about that particular person. It'll have their name, first name, last name, telephone number, email address, their user ID, okay? And we tell people to call them and listen to why you need to call them. And if you ever took any of our phone calls, you would know exactly why we're telling people to do this. And if you don't do this, I can tell you right now you're going to lose people who more than likely probably would have joined your group or would have joined the auto program, and you would have gotten $17.96 for them, but they're not going to join anything. And the reason is this. When people call on the phone, and I wish I could give you, have you listen to some of these calls, okay? When they give you the email address on the phone, sometimes we don't know if it's a B or a D or a C, because those letters sound the same. So when someone says, let's say, for instance, scriptures4me@gmail.com, right? And then they hang the phone up. So we're listening. We put that email, put everything else in there in their email address. Now, we don't know if that's scriptures, the number 4, or it could be scriptures 4, F-O-R, or it could be scriptures F-O-U-R. We don't know. So we put in, more than likely, we'll put in like scriptures 4, like the company's name, 4, me, and then at gmail.com. And here it turns out to be scriptures F-O-R and not the number 4. So when that happens, okay, guess what? You're going to get the email with all their information, but they're going to get nothing because the email was not correct. And then any email has to be exactly perfect or it's not going to get to their email box, okay? So what you want to do, what you must do, okay, is you must call that person up, introduce yourself, welcome them to your group, and say, Tom, the reason I'm calling is I want to know if you got the email from Scriptures for us concerning your website and your website address and your username. And they say, well, no, I never got anything, you know. Well, Let me do one thing. I have your email address in front of me. Let me double check and see if this is the correct email address that Scriptures for Us has on file. So you read it off and they say, I got Scriptures, Scriptures, the number 4, and me at gmail.com. And they'll say, oh, no, that's not my email address. Well, what is it? It's Scriptures, F-O-R, me at gmail.com. See, so now you know, hey, that person had the wrong email. We had the wrong email address. Not our fault, just we put it in it the way we hear it, okay? And sometimes you don't know if it's, you know, if you ever talk to somebody on the phone or have them give you information, like D, C, B, F, a lot of letters, even when they're spelling it out, sound the same. So when somebody says D, you know, D-I-D, we don't know if it's a D, you know, like in David, or it's a C, like in Charlie, because they sound the same on the phone. Or many times, because of cell phones, you know, they get cut off in the middle of giving their email address. So we kind of like have to guess what it might be. So I hope you can understand how important this is, that if they don't get anything from us, then you lost that person forever. They're never going to hear anything from us, and they're never going to hear anything from you. And how are they going to act on ordering the Bible lessons online and the Bible lessons on CD if they have nothing in front of them to follow up? So they're going to think, well, I got, you know, no information from this company, so it's probably a scam or something. And believe me, people think that all the time. People even ask me over the phone, is this a scam? You know, see, because people want to be assured that it's not, because there's so many scams on the internet nowadays, and we all know that. And people are skeptical, you know. All right, before we go on to, you know, does anybody have a question so far or a comment? Anything that you may have experienced yourself about anything that I just talked about? Let me see here. I got quite a few phone calls now. Oh, in case you didn't know it, okay, is that all these phone calls are archived. They'll probably be put on the site tomorrow, so you're able to listen to any of these again and all the other ones we have on there 24/7. Now, in case you haven't noticed, if you've gone there, I want to mention this, even though I don't like it myself, but it's the way that Blog Talk Radio Show keeps their prices down. There's always a little short commercial, okay, before it actually goes to the thing. And it's only about 30 seconds long, and you can, you know, listen to that. It's no big deal. We have a way that we can, you know, get that off of there, but we haven't really tried it yet. We will probably do it because nobody really complains about that. So if you don't mind listening to a 30-second commercial, that's fine. Now, one other thing I want to mention, if you got an email today, then you know what we're going to be doing starting on Saturday. We're going to be having training calls every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern time. That would be 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, 12 noon Mountain Time, and 11 o'clock Pacific Time. We're going to be having those every Saturday. Okay, and it's basically for anybody who wants to get training for that, especially good for people who just joined. You know, if you just joined, then it might be a good idea if you tuned into these. And if you have a new member that joined, because I know that not everybody is able to get on the phone call at night. Some people work nights. Some people, especially on the east, on the west coast, it's 6 o'clock, 9 o'clock our time. So sometimes people are just getting home from work, or they might, you know, be eating dinner while we're having this call. So they're able, not able to join us live, even though they can listen the following day, and that's fine. But we like it when people listen live, because a lot of times people have questions, and they don't like calling the office, so this would be a great time to, join this, so you can ask a question or give a comment. And we don't know who you are. You don't have to give your name unless you want to. Okay. So we're gonna have these every Saturday, and if it's successful, in fact, we used to have once in a while put a phone call on Saturday, and we got a lot of people on Saturday, probably more than we did during the week. But since we know that people need to be motivated. They need to know exactly what it is they need to do to be successful. And sometimes when they get a sponsor, that person is new. They don't really know a lot about what they need to do. So it's always a good idea to have the company have calls like this or one-on-one calls with a person so they can know exactly what they do, what they need to do. And when they get it directly from the company, then they know that whatever they're getting is 100% correct, okay? So what you want to do is you want to call up Tom or Mary, whoever they're in the mind, saying, the reason I'm calling is because I want to see if you got the email that Scripture sends all of its new members. And they say, no, you know, and they say, well, did you look in your junk mail? You might want to mention that. And, no, I didn't do that, but I'll do that now or later. But in the meantime, what you want to do is you want to make sure they got we have the right email address. And always say, okay, give me your email address. Give me one letter at a time, and then you always repeat it, you know, to make sure that, like, for instance, is that C as in Charlie or D as in David, okay? You want to make sure that the address is 100% correct. Once you do that, as a favor and as a gesture on your part, say, you know, Tom, what I'll do is I'll call up Scriptures for Us myself, and I will give them the correct email address, and then they'll send you the information in the email, and this way you'll know what your website is and what your username is and everything else you need to do to get started. And then I'll call you in about a week. And that's all you want to do basically on the first call. If they ask you any questions about the marketing program, how much money I can make, you know, don't answer any of those questions. What you want to do is you want to say, you know, Tom, wait till you get your information in the email, because it's always best to discuss something when you have something in front of you that we can both follow along with. Otherwise, you might get confused. And they say, oh, yeah, it makes sense. And everybody says that. Yeah, it makes sense. And it does make sense. You don't want to try to explain this program if they don't have anything in front of you, because you may be saying something and they're thinking something else, okay? Now, once that happens, okay, you might want to wait about a week and call them back and say, well, did you get your information? And if they say, well, you know, I really didn't have time to call. I mean, I really didn't have time to look at it, blah, blah, blah. Then you might, you know, have a member that's really kind of wishy-washy. I don't like using that term, but that's what they are. There just might be what they call a tire kicker, who just really is not that serious, just wanted to get some information or have something to read in his spare time, you know. So if they tell you that, say, well, Tom, it's a good idea to read all that information if you're serious about, you know, running this business. And what I also would like you to do is to get your free info pack. And Scriptures for Us only sends an info pack when all of your information is confirmed, because they want to make sure that your address, city and zip code and everything else is correct. And here's the number to do it. Or you can, you know, do it by email, just by emailing them, giving them your address, tell them you want that everything is correct and you want your info pack sent. And say, okay, well, let's do that, and when you get your info pack, we'll talk again, okay? Now, it sounds like you're trying to brush this person off, but you're not, okay? What you want to do is you want this person to go through the steps, okay, that they need to go through in order to start their business and become successful. Now, once you do that, once you tell the person that they need to call and get their info pack, and when they do confirm, we send them an email, okay? State, now that we got the correct address, I mean email address, we can do that, no problem. And we send them an email saying you're confirmed and your info pack is on the way. Now, you also are going to get the same email. So you're going to know, okay, that person confirm their information. Now, what you want to do is you want to wait again about a week and call them up and say, I see that you requested your info pack, and did you receive it yet? And of course, if they say yes, okay, well, that's good. You know, what I'd like you to do is, you know, go over everything. If there's anything I can kind of help you with, we can go over that. But if you have some technical questions of any kind about the marketing program and how this works and how that works, you know, Scriptures for Us recommends that you call them, okay? But I can help you just, you know, if you want to some information about the co-op advertising program or some of their products that I'm using myself, I can help you there. I can encourage you to participate in the program. But anything technical, it's always a good idea to call the company, okay? Because you don't want to start saying things that you're not sure of. Give you an example. One member was telling people what you need to do is you need to join the auto program and a co-op advertising program, okay, in order to get a commission check. Well, people didn't want to do that right away. Some people want to join the auto program, but they don't want to join the co-op maybe till later. So that discouraged some people from joining. See, so that was misinformation. And that's what we don't want people to do. That's why we like people to, you know, say if you have any really technical stuff or don't want to know about this or that, call the company. Because if you give them wrong information, it could wind up coming back and biting you in the you-know-what. Okay? So you don't want to be a trainer. You just want to be someone who encourages that person, someone that works with them, share your ideas, call them and, you know, maybe pray with them, share something with them. What you want to do is you want that person to become your friend. Don't try to be a boss, because you're not their boss. Everybody's an independent contractor. Don't try to tell them what they must do if they want to be successful, because people get turned off by that, because then all of a sudden now you become a dictator, and you're going to tell them how to run their business. Well, people resent that. They might not tell you, but I have many people that told me that, okay, that, you know, this guy's trying to boss me around and, you know, telling me what I should do and what I, and if I don't do that, I'm not going to be successful. See, and all that is more discouraging than it is encouraging. So you're not their boss. They're not your boss, okay? They're your friend. You want to get that, know that person on a personal basis. You want to get to know each other personally. So when you talk to somebody, you might want to ask them, you know, where do you work at? What city do you live in? You know, tell me a little bit about that city you live in. I never heard of that, you know. How long you lived, you know. See, try to get that, know that person on a personal basis. Because what happens is when you do that, you start to become friends. You become more than business partners. You become friends. And once you become friends, and believe me when I tell you, this I know that this works, okay. When you become friends with that person, and that person, you know, likes talking to you on the phone, then that person is going to want to support you, okay? But when they see your name on the caller ID, and they know it's you calling, and they don't answer the phone, then something's wrong. That means, you know, they don't consider you your friend. They consider you some kind of person that's going to try to dictate to them. And I've had people tell me that. You know, God forbid, I hate to even say that, but it's true, that some people tried to pressure people so much into doing what they thought was good for them. So when that person called and saw their number come up on caller ID, they didn't answer the phone. And then that member, that person tells me, geez, no one's answering the phone. I call people up. Well, I wonder why, okay? So you don't want to turn people off, but you know, when someone sees your number, oh wow, that's you know, Gary, good. I'm glad he called. I want to say hello to him, talk to him a little bit. See, that's the kind of person you want. That's the kind of relationship you want to build with members within your own group. And when they like you, and they're going to want to support you, and when you like them, you're going to want to support them as well. Okay, so that's why it's so important to call a person on the phone. Don't worry about what you should say or shouldn't say. Just be yourself, okay? And if you get a little nervous because they're asking a lot of questions, then that's when you tell them scriptures, you know, for us recommends that we try not to train people, that if you have any technical questions, then it's best to call them, you know. And that's exactly what we recommend, you know. Now, getting back to the info pack, I mean the confirmation. Now, you talk to somebody the first time, they didn't have the right email address. You got the email address, you corrected that, we sent them an email, you call them again, okay, all right, now what you need to do is you need to confirm your information, okay. Once they do that, You'll get the email, you know, they confirm, so you can call them back and, you know, find out, you know, what they think about the program, if they have any questions that you can answer, you know. If you can't answer them, then don't answer them. Say, well, you know, best might be a good idea if you call the company on that one, okay? And now, if you don't get an email after you found out their email is correct and they didn't respond, they didn't request an info pack, okay, if they didn't request an info pack, you're not going to get an email, of course. So what you want to do is you don't want to call that person again because you don't want to become, you don't want to bug them in any way. Okay, because sometimes people take that as, you know, you're bugging them to join, trying to force them to join. What you might want to do is just, you know, maybe wait another week and just send them an email. Okay, to send an email, you can go to your back office, okay, and click on Genealogy Report. And next to that person's name, you'll see their particular email address. You can click that on, and you can send that particular person an email address and not everybody else, okay, just that one person. Say, you know, Tom, I see you haven't requested your information packet yet. Might be a good idea you do that as soon as possible so you can get started in this program. In other words, make it short and sweet and to the point, okay? And in case you haven't gone to your back office, you might want to do that and look around if you're not familiar with it. Okay, just give us a call. It takes like 5 minutes. And even if you're not familiar, just start clicking things on there. It won't hurt anything. And you'll be able to kind of find out yourself exactly what it is that's there. Like, for instance, you'll know exactly how much commission you have for that month by clicking on the commissions. And there's two things there, your commission for that month, and then underneath that there's another one, view your first-level volume, and that'll show you all the people in your group. And when someone joined the auto program, at the end of their row, you'll see 1995, okay? That means that person joined the auto program, and you get, you know, 90% of that 1995. And even when they do join the auto program or the co-op, we always send you an email telling you that that person joined. You get a carbon, everything that we send that person, you get a carbon copy. So you're going to always know whether or not a person joined the auto program, joined the co-op advertising program, whether or not they confirmed, okay? And so you're always going to be on top of every person in your group as far as what they're doing, okay? And then there's one other tab there. It's called email. You click that on, and there's a box comes up that says subject and body, and then send email to group. That you can send, you know, put an email in that particular section, and that one will go to every person in your group. If you have 100 people, you'd make one message, and that message will go to every person in your group. Now, I recommend you do that about once a month, either at the end of the month or the beginning of the month. And what you always want to do, okay, don't make it like our emails. Make it your own personal email, and you always want to share something with them that you personally are experiencing with the company. In other words, you could say, you know, subject, co-op advertising. Then in the body, you put down, dear member. You can't personalize it because it goes to everybody. Dear member, I just joined the co-op, and I'm starting to see people join my group, and I'm all excited. And if you haven't joined the co-op yet, I encourage you to do so as soon as possible. And you could put the phone number for them to call us, or you could put the actual website address and paste, copy and paste that in there, and then put your, you know, say God bless your sponsor, Tom Jones, whatever it is. Send that, and that'll go to every single person in your group. You know, the next month you might want to say, put in there invigorating bath and shower gel. You know, let's say you just bought some of that, so now you put in there, I just purchased some invigorating bath and shower gel, and I love it. Smells great. My skin feels great. And I'm going to start ordering some of the other products because I really love this one as well. If you haven't tried any of their products, I suggest that you do because they have a money-back guarantee. If you don't like the product, they'll refund all of your money, and you won't even have to return the product. So in other words, it's always going to be something that you, something positive that you yourself are experiencing with the company and not like what we recommend. Okay, we do that with our script news. that comes directly from us. Well, we recommend that person. But the email is, you're sharing something that you yourself are experiencing with the company. See, and that gives people encouragement because, you know, every company says, oh, join our co-op, do this, do that. Every company says that. But when it's coming directly from their sponsor, then the impact is 100 times greater than when we say it. For instance, there's a member who loves the iBrighton iSafe. He uses both of those. He loves it because he went to the doctor and he has these floaters, I guess. You know, I think it's when you're looking at something, you see these little dots floating around in the air, even though they're not there, okay? And his doctor told him, well, it's something you're going to have to learn to live with. Well, he started ordering the iSafe and the iBright, and he says those spots went away. He hasn't had them since. Another one of our members orders the Lotus Flower Ginseng Toner. Now, he's a man, okay? And we recommend that. It's not just for women. We recommend that to use as an aftershave lotion. I use it every day. I'll tell you what, I love that stuff. And one bottle will last you 6 months probably. And you're not going to get any burning sensation, no stinging, no redness. It's great for your skin, okay? Now, again, this guy went to a doctor and he had a red spot, and they couldn't do it. They gave him all kind of medication and stuff to put on there and nothing, okay? Now, he, you know, read about the Lotus Flower Ginseng Toner. He started using it. He wasn't thinking about that red spot going away. He just used it because he was going to use it as an aftershave lotion because, you know, we recommended that members start doing that, male members, you know. And he said within a couple months, that red spot went away, see? Now, we don't know why it went away, okay? But all we know, all he knew, and all we knew is that it went away, okay? So he used that all the time. And I'll tell you, if you're a man and you never tried that, I'll tell you what, try it. It really works, and you can get 50% off. And if you're using these other aftershave lotions, believe me, they can irritate your skin and dry it out, and, you know, and make you age quicker than you really should. And if you don't like it, as we say, 100% of your money is refunded. And you don't have to return the product or fill out a form or send us the invoice. We just immediately, you know, credit your account back, okay, or give you a credit for that amount or send you a check if we have to. Most of the time it's done, you know, through a credit card because most people pay using a credit card, okay? So you have nothing to fear trying our products, and that's the great thing about it. And you should try them because they really are everything that we say they are. And you're not going to know that's true unless you yourself try them, okay? So that's about all I want to say tonight. Again, one more time, anybody else have anything they'd like to ask or say anything? Give a comment, just press 1 on your touch tone phone and I'll put you on the air. You don't have to give your name, okay? Won't ask for it. If you want to volunteer, that's up to you, okay? Oh, here's a couple people. All right, hold on. I'll take this one here first.
Hello?
Hey, caller. You're on the air. Go ahead and ask the question.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I enjoyed this first call tonight. It's my first time. And I joined by my sister. And I've been wanting to join this corporation for a long time. I'm grateful for you taking your time and, you know, clearly speaking so well. I enjoyed you.
Well, you're more than welcome to join. Don't worry about whether you can speak well or not. You know, we're a Christian company, and everybody else that joins here is 99% are Christians, and they would understand if you having a little trouble speaking. We have, you know, many members like that. We have even had members that, you know, are totally deaf, okay, and they use email to communicate with their members. So just do whatever you have to do. Do what we, you know, ask you to, if you want to build your business, and then go from there, you know. And if you ever need any help, we're always here to help any of our members. Anything else you want to ask?
Oh, it just, I enjoyed the conversation you was giving us, and I'm glad you have this conference, you know, ever so often. It really encourages a lot of people that by verbal being involved, it's a lot of good power in this, and I'm enjoying it.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your comment. Anything else I can help you with there?
No, that's fine. Thank you.
Okay. All right. You'll hear unmuted when I put you on the
Miles.
Air. Hi.
Hi, how you doing? And
hi,
I have been
you.
I want to tell everybody I've been with Scriptures for Us since February 2015, and I have received my checks on time. And that's the main thing. And I've been in network marketing for over 40-plus years. And
how long?
I've seen the, hello? I've seen the
how
good, bad, and the ugly.
Oh,
and
okay.
I've been in network marketing for 40-plus years. And I really appreciate Scriptures for Us because you do get a free website. You get free marketing material. And it's an excellent company. And I've been online marketing for 10 years. And I've never seen nothing like this company. The credibility, it's there. And I thank you, Rosario, for everything.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for your comment. That really makes me feel good. Love it.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that you mentioned that, I'm glad you mentioned that. What we're doing now, okay, is we're going to be putting a little package together that you can get on your website, and it'll just give you a whole outline, and you can actually print it out and use it, where you can, you know, set goals, you know, like your break-even goal and a goal you have for 1 year and so forth and so on. And it'll be about 3 or 4 pages. It'll be on the website. You can just click it on and print it out and then start using it to keep track of your growth and so forth and so on. So look for that in the mail. I mean, look for that in one of our script news. We're working on that now. And hopefully it'll be done within a week or so. Or I should say a couple weeks. All right, anybody else have any comments or questions? Just press 1 on your touchtone phone. Nobody else, huh? Wait. Hello, did we already talk to you?
Is my guest here? I'm trying to check and see if my guest is here, Shirley. Her name is Shirley Greer. I invited her tonight.
Yeah, we don't know if anybody is. We don't have names here.
All
we
okay.
have is microphones. So if what's her name?
Shirley Greer. Sister
Shirley,
Shirley,
if you're
Greer.
On the air, just press 1 on your touchtone phone. Just to let you know that you're, I guess it's your sponsor. Okay, somebody
yeah,
just got on the air now. Let me put them on. I'll leave you on as well. Okay, caller, you're on the air. How can I help you? Hello?
She asked for Shirley Greer on the call.
Oh, okay.
I'm still on the call. I'm just listening.
I got you.
Enjoying
somebody
and
just,
learning.
Somebody just asked about you. Well, I'm glad you responded. So I'm sure they're happy.
Yeah.
You have a question or anything like that?
No, I'm just enjoying the call. It was a beautiful
good.
Call. And
don't forget, now we're going to start having these every Saturday at 2 o'clock. And if that works out, we'll start having one during the week, too. So we'll have one
great.
During the week every week and one on Saturday every week. So tell all your
wonderful.
Friends and prospects to, you know, tune in on these calls. Because it helps motivate people to maybe that are on the fence and thinking about joining. Sometimes it gives them enough information that they say, oh, you know, I think I'll join, you know. All right, anybody
right.
else have a question or a comment? Nobody? Okay. All right. Well, again, I want to thank everybody for listening. This call will be archived on your website, and if you want to listen to it, it's hopefully it'll be on there tomorrow. If not, it'll be on there probably Saturday. And you'll get an email telling you that it's now on your website, and all you have to do is click on, when you go to your website, there's blue tabs on the top there. The one to listen to this show and the other shows is live training shows. Just click that on, you'll be able to listen to this one and all the other ones we have. We don't keep all of them on there, but we try to keep about, you know, at least 3 or 4 on there at all times. Then eventually when they get old, we knock that off and put a new one on. In fact, I just looked at some statistics today, and we've had 66,000 people since we've been doing this listening to this show. I see there's somebody else here that has a question. Wait a minute. All right, hold on. Hello, can I help you?
Hello. This is Evangelist Myrna Miles again. I want to thank Shirley Greer for coming, and I'm looking forward to her working with her in the future.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I think I got another phone call here. Let me. It's hard for me to distinguish who's who. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, how may I help you?
Oh, yeah, I had a question.
Sure.
Is there any commission paid when somebody goes to the website and they buy some of the products?
No, see, what we do with the products, okay, is because we're giving such a large discount, okay,
mm-hmm.
50%, we have nothing really left over to give a commission, okay? Now, what we did is we did that when we first started the program. We were offering 50% off, and our sales were great, okay? But people start complaining, you know, why don't you give a commission? I said, well, the only way we could do that is if we give a 25% commission, I mean, I'm sorry, 25% off and then 25% commission to the sponsor.
Exactly.
We did that, okay, and it sounded like a good idea, but the sales went down about 90%. So even though some people were buying the products, the amount of money that the sponsor was making off that was nothing because the sales went way down. See, we always offered that as a benefit for joining our companies. And because we pay, you know, 90% commission, that's where you're going to make your money. And you're going to make it every month, not when somebody orders products, okay?
Exactly.
Which sometimes is not every month.
But that's still a good deal with the products, so I was just curious about that.
Okay.
That's very, very fair price.
It is. anything else I can help you with?
There another question I was concerned about,
sure.
And I was just curious as to, okay, because you pay by check. Is there any plans in the future to maybe, have PayPal, that you pay commissions by PayPal?
Well,
or any
the thing is, because we're paying such a high percentage, okay,
mm-hmm.
when you consider the fact that we're mailing it out, that costs money.
Right.
All right.
Exactly, yeah.
The fact that we have to write a check, that costs money.
Mm-hmm.
We have to put postage on there, that costs money.
That costs money.
If we do it through PayPal, okay,
mm-hmm.
then they charge us for every time we do that.
That
okay?
is absolutely true. That is
See,
absolutely
so we,
true.
You know, we have to go by the least expensive way so we don't go out of business. We have to make
exactly.
something, you know, so.
That's absolutely true.
But something we thought about, you know, would kind of be some people asked us,
well,
can I ask you, why would you feel more comfortable getting it through PayPal than a check?
Oh, I guess it's just the fact that it, you know, it goes in electronically and it's right there, you know, instead of waiting on snail mail. You know, some
I see. Yeah, it only takes a couple of days, yeah.
But a payment is a payment. That's commission to commission, whether it's a check.
Well, something,
but
yeah,
I was
something
just
we could always consider, you know.
Mm-hmm.
All right, anything else I can help you with?
That would only be if it's feasible for you guys, you know, where it's not going to cost you a bunch of money. But, you know, I'm a new member, and I'm looking forward to really running with this.
If we gave away 10%, then we'd... Go ahead.
You were also saying that to get your information packet that you have to call in to verify your information and everything, right?
Correct. Or you just have to email us, respond to the email, and just put down info pack. See, the reason we do that is, again, because most people that sign up do it over the phone.
Exactly.
And, again, sometimes you don't know, okay, whether the street address is correct. You know, you got cut off halfway through. You know, they were in a cell phone and came to a dead spot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you didn't get the complete address or the zip code's not correct. You know, so there's a lot of things
crazy.
That can happen. And because we're working on a very small percentage, we have to, you know, save pennies. And to send a info pack costs us you know, a little over a dollar.
Yeah.
So if it comes
and
back
if you send it to the wrong
address, okay, then
exactly.
That costs us more money. So we want to just make sure, 100% sure, that the address that we're sending it to is correct so that it doesn't come back.
I understand that because
I used to do a little bit
of direct mail selling for nutraceutical products years ago, and I would speak to people on the phone, and if they give me an incorrect address, you know, I'd be shipping it out to the wrong person. And
right. And things like that happen all the time, you know. So that's just maybe a safeguard on our part, so we make sure that we – and also we want to make sure that that person is serious.
Exactly.
I mean, if they're not willing to spend – to take 1 minute out of their day to confirm their information, then how serious can they be?
I agree with that 100%.
Yeah. But anyhow, anything else?
I'm looking forward, you know, to running with this business and getting back on the calls again. You said you're going to be starting one on Saturday. That's perfect.
Every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Central, 12 noon Mountain, and 11 o'clock Pacific.
Okay. Sounds very good to me. It was great talking to you.
All right, buddy. God bless you.
God bless you also. Thank you.
Any more phone calls? So got time. Send. No? Okay. Well, again, I appreciate everybody listening. We had quite a few phone calls. By the way, I was mentioning we had 66,000 phone calls since we started. That's a lot of phone, a lot of people. So that's why we keep this on, and this is what we like about the Blog Talk Radio Show. We have total control. See, if we were on a conference call, we wouldn't be able to pick out one person to talk to. We'd just say, okay, anybody have a comment? And all of a sudden you got 10 people commenting at the same time. And that's, you know, even though it's free, we don't like that. This is much more professional. We got a panel we can work with and, you know, have total control over what we're doing rather than just have it random. So, again, thank you very much for listening. Watch for email telling you exactly when this program will be on your website. And I want to thank everybody, and I want to thank you and tell you to have a nice weekend. And one more thing. Don't forget that your Savior loves you, and he proved it by dying on the cross 2015 years ago so that you can receive eternal life through him. And he loves you, and he proved it. And so do I. I love each and every one of you. And if you ever need any help, never, ever hesitate to call. I don't put people on, say, oh, I can't talk right now. I'll call you tomorrow or something. Never call. I don't do that. I talk to you right then and there. If you don't believe me, call me just to test me out. Even if you just want to say hello. I welcome everybody's phone calls. All right, everyone. God bless you. Have a nice weekend. I'll talk to you as soon as probably, hopefully, maybe again on Saturday. God bless.